Hello, Nachman. Tov. So, we're learning Gan Emunah, the Garden of Faith, by Rav Shalom Arush. Rav Arush writes on page 58, Kol mi sheyitbonen svivo, everyone who looks around him, at the lives of his neighbours, the people he knows, his relatives, he will see that all of them are full, like all of their lives, full of suffering. Whether it's from health issues, or raising their children, or in their soul, or in their body, or in their money, right? Everyone is suffering around us. There's nowhere you can get away from it. And those apparent success stories, like people who are rich and famous, if a person considers well, thinks about it, you'll see that behind the success story, the external success story, stands usually a person who is miskin, who is a sorry individual and is full of suffering.
Such as Michael Jackson, Carrie Fisher,
you know them all.
Janis Joplin.
Yeah, you don't need to go that far back. What's his name? He killed himself recently, like about 6 months ago. What's his name? Mrs. Doubtfire bloke.
Robin Williams.
Oh, I did forget about that.
Right, so. And these people, who have everything, money, respect, people love them, right? They've got a wonderful job making movies, right? If you wanted to write your own success plan, you know, you'd choose something not too far off. See, doesn't help. I once went on a course, like one of those life training courses before I came from. Actually, I was just coming from one of those life training courses. Anyway, the teacher of the course was saying, he had all sorts of people come and sit and go on one of these courses with him. But he said one of the most interesting people he had was the son of an Arab sheikh who was like literally millions and millions, right? He was a playboy. He jetted around the world doing what he wanted. Nothing was not available for him to try, do, you know, drugs, women, whatever he wanted. And he came on the course, and he was one of the most miserable people. Right? Why? Because he had everything, and he knew that his life was still empty. Right. Whereas us, we can still think that if only I had X, if only I had Y. So we still have that kilo, what to hope for. But when you've got it all, and then you still realize that it's not it, then you really, right? That's why all these successful, famous people are so depressed and kill themselves. Because they've got it all, there's nowhere left to go. So there's no point, what's the point in getting up in the morning? I have to strive for it. I've got everything, and my life still sucks. Why? Because my neshama is not happy. Doesn't matter what I have externally. My neshama is not happy. I'm sad and depressed and lonely and bored and, you know, every other emotion that's negative. And if my neshama is happy, then converse, right? Doesn't matter what external situation I'm in. Everything's great. I'm very happy if my neshama is happy. That's the key thing, right? And you can't get that from materiality.
I worked at Universal Studios in Hollywood.
It's the movies.
Yeah. And the union, which we all had to belong to, had a drug rehabilitation program. And you wouldn't believe that place was packed. Not only the stars, but everyone behind the camera. The grips, the cameramen, the screenwriters, the directors, you name it.
Right.
In all the union reps.
Because plus the trouble with being close to the movies It's enough for a person to watch movies. Well, that's one thing. But a person to actually be involved in the industry, you're so they're so taken with that world of movies, and that they're very, very far removed from reality. They're like the phrase about living in a film, living on a film set, living in a dream world. Mamash applies to these people.
Well, not only that, but you have long hours and very easy access to, you name it.
So anyway, but so because it reminds me, I used to, when I was a lawyer, I worked with a company that had a number of agreements with film studios. So we went once to Universal. I think it was Universal. Could have been one. No, Universal. Right? And we had a meeting there. And the person on the front desk, this is in the UK, Universal in the UK, not even in the States, right? The Universal office is in the UK. And so even in the UK, so this, they're a little bit far, more further removed from it. And he was just the receptionist, the guy on the front desk. I couldn't even believe that this person was a human being. He was so lost. We walked in, and he was like in Disneyland on one of the Mickey Mouse, right? Hello, how are you? Welcome, come in. Yes, can I get you a coffee? Right? You could like wave your hand in front of his face. Hello, you're like, right. You know what? Right? He was like living in this bizarre fantasy. We're like, where are you? You know, come back down to earth. Hello.
And if you come down to earth, they will criticize you for coming down to earth. Been there, done that. Got your earth man.
But why? Because why do people opt out of life and live in this dream world? Because life is hard. And people don't know how to deal with it, right? Which is why everybody's so much into movies and all those people who are into computer games and internet. Right, stuff, because it takes a person away from this world, because this world is very difficult to live in. If you haven't got Hashem, right, and if you've got eyes that see the world, so it's very hard to live in this world, because you can't make sense of it. So I'd rather opt out, pretend I'm living in a movie, and done. Life's much easier. It's the Matrix scene where the guy says to the people, just give me the pill. And shove me on a desert island somewhere, I don't want to know it, right? I'd rather go back to living a... Right? If your eyes are open and you see the world as it is, you're stuffed if you haven't got Hashem. That's why people are popping pills all the time. Anyway, Tov, that aside, so what's Rabbi Hashem? Rabbi's saying that no one's got it easy, right? This world forces a person to choose. What's the person to actually look for God or to check out, unfortunately? Well, what else? There's so many cases of bankruptcy, of suicide, of divorces, etc., which accompany these apparent success stories. All of these come to show us that the reality, in a very clear way, that no one has comfort, true comfort, in this world. Without emunah, there is no taste of life. Right? There's no tam, there's no reason for life. Without emunah. Without emunah, you can't live in this world. You have to keep distracting yourself to try and take yourself out of it. Right? You have to look for distractions to take you away from the reality of this world. It's too difficult. But through emunah, there is a reason for everything. And even a person that all his life he's in suffering and he's in pain, he can find comfort, true comfort, and strength in emunah. And if he also receives the correct instruction on how to make teshuva, then he can merit to be saved from all of his suffering. Because certainly Hashem doesn't want to make a person suffer. And the purpose of the suffering is only to wake a person up to do teshuva. And on the contrary, he'll merit. He'll merit truly to start tasting the value and the reason for life itself, like the person with Amuna. Right. So with that Amuna, there's no reason for the suffering. The person has to suffer in this world, and the person doesn't understand why do I have to suffer? Right? He sees that nothing goes right. But he can't have what he wants. That he doesn't, and even if he does get what he wants, doesn't help. It's not filling the hole. Right? Everyone's got this big black hole, which we try and fill with whatever we try and fill it with. And it's a black hole. My mind's a black hole. You can stick whatever you want in there. It doesn't fill it. You're lucky if it fills it for 5 minutes. Right? But then you wake up and that's people addicted, what they're addicted to, drugs or whatever. And, right? Because they're trying to fill that hole. Without Amuna, you can't fill the hole. With Amuna, the hole disappears. You don't fill the hole with Hashem. Right? That's also not the correct. People might start doing that initially. Right? And you see people like that. Who go crazy, they are flaming BT or flame whatever, to just grab whatever I can, because it's filling that lacking in me. Stop. Better fill it with Torah and mitzvahs than filling it with drugs. Right? But it's still not. The ideal is that if I have a Munah, I see there's no hole. The hole was just an imagination. It wasn't true. I wasn't actually lacking anything. Why? Because instead of feeling lacking, I realize that I have exactly what I need, and the lacking disappears. What I thought was lacking was just a bad perspective. This was wrong. I misunderstood. I thought I was lacking because I don't have a wife, kids, money, respect, whatever it is that I think I'm lacking, that my Yetzer tells me I'm lacking. So I'm trying to fill it. When I realize that actually none of that's lacking, actually exactly how it's meant to be, and it's all really good that I don't have that stuff. So now the hole goes away, disappears. So, hi. English?
Yep.
Oh, good. You're in my class, so I just want to check. What's your name?
Elimelech Blau.
Elimelech Blau.
Alexander Gandel.
And Alexander Gandel, very nice to meet you. I'm Reuven Levy. I teach a class here from 2:30 till 3, which means for about another 4 minutes.
We have overtime today because we started late.
Oh, we started late, so maybe I can have a bit of time. Mm-hmm. We're learning together Gan Emuna, Gan of Faith. You know this book?
Yes.
That's probably why you're here. What are you guys doing? Where are you from? Where are you?
We are from Muncie.
That's in New
Muncie,
York.
New York.
Yeah. That's in New York.
What? Muncie Boulevard.
That's in that place called America. Yeah, you're living here? You're on holiday?
He is living here. I came here. We call it vacation in New York, but it's more than vacation.
Recharging.
Recharge.
It's
a lifelong vacation that's starting now.
Yeah.
Very good. Yoffi.
Yeah. we us people in Muncie, we had the school to have the Blaze of Brody and Michelle Myrish recently, I'm sure you know.
Mm-hmm.
And,
nice. So you're studying elsewhere here, or you're popping in for the day, or what's your...
He's
going back.
I'm already here for 2 weeks, but I'm going back in 2 days.
Right, and you're already studying somewhere else?
I'm studying around.
Just kind of... Top, well, we have a program generally usually from 9 till 5, plus anyone who's like studying here, Chavutat and whatever. During different times of the day, the program 3 till 5 is given by Rav Micha Golchevsky, but I'm not sure if he's around at the moment. So it might be that when I finish, it's pretty quiet. But there are people here if you want to learn or whatever.
Downstairs are Bruce's.
Downstairs with Micha, we'll talk to
him.
That way.
In that room.
Okay, so let's try and learn a few minutes more of Gan Emuna. So what are we saying? So we're saying like this. Life is very difficult, and we have to suffer, unfortunately. This world is a world of suffering. Why? Because Hashem is trying to wake us up. If we're not doing everything correctly, how does he wake us up? So we can either listen to the hints he's giving us, look for Hashem, in our lives. Look at the messages that he's sending us by the events of our lives, by what's happening to us. And take the cue. And if we don't do that, Hashem still wants to speak to us. Still wants to direct us to make sure we're on the right path. So there's no other choice but to get a smack on the back of the head. We need to suffer. And then hopefully we'll wake up. We'll see what it is where Hashem's trying to tell us. What it is that we need to change. And therefore, this world is a world of suffering if a person does not have emunah. If a person has emunah, so for a start, he realizes that all of his suffering is for the good. It's for his own good. It's given to him by a loving father. And it doesn't become, it's not suffering anymore. And also, he's now taking the cues and taking the messages. So again, he doesn't have to take the hit. Because I'm listening to what you're telling me. A hint is enough. I don't need to get a large smack in order to put me in the direction that you want me to go. So without emunah, person is bound to just suffer. And there's no way of escaping it. If a person looks around, he sees that it's true. And even those who look like they're successful and they're having a happy life, they really don't. Right? Everyone is suffering, whether or not they let you know that or not. They tell you or they don't tell you. You probably don't share most of your suffering with your friends, and neither do they. Right? There's a lot going on behind the scenes. No one gets away with, but for our own good. Right, we need to know that that suffering is for a positive place, for a positive reason, a positive purpose. And it's to help us. A person who goes out into the center of the city, he will see around him a world full of pressures and stress and anger. Everyone is running around and they're stressed. In every place, he'll hear arguments, fights. All this is the result of a lack of emunah. Because if people had emunah, everybody would be calm and happy, and everything would, everyone would behave with calm, because everybody would know that their life was being directed from above, and there's no pressure, and no need to worry, no need to get angry, and no need to get annoyed. Right? The reason why the world is in the state is in, with such pressure and anger that people are stressed with each other, and they're shouting, they're screaming, and they're upset, is because of a lack of emunah. Right? When we have emunah, no one gets upset with each other. No one gets angry with each other. Right? Because we know that the difficulties in life, the mistakes that people make, that they're not to blame. And we don't blame them. We see Hashem, and we don't see the other people. Tov, may that day come very soon. Amen. Thank you.